Welcome to Shades of Spirit with me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, spirit walker Nicole, making sacred connections, bringing a shade of spirit to you.
In this live call-in variety show, we are going to take the fear out of spirit communications. We talk about all things spirit related. As we connect you with your crossed over loved ones, angels, and guides, we will provide useful tips for developing your own psychic and healing abilities to integrate these techniques into your everyday life and have fun in the process.
Because if it ain't fun, we're done. Shades of Spirit starts now.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Shades of Spirit featuring the Fierce Four. We are so excited to have LaShawn, the Luminous Mystic, and psychic artist Ashley joining us. I am psychic medium Jamie.
And spirit walker Nicole.
We missed you last week. I was actually setting up and thinking, my God, I feel like we haven't done a show in like 6 weeks. One week makes a huge difference, especially with the two shows. So now we're back. I love our topic for today. It'll be an open discussion. We might be able to throw some readings in there as well. So in your little chat boxes, whether you're on Transformation Talk Radio or Shades of Spirit LLC, throw in there that you would like a reading, and we'll try and get to a couple of them between the four of us. I'm sure somebody's got, I don't know, some cards or, you know, something around them to do, yeah, to do some readings as well. Yay, Rich, hello. Send our love to Linda. Saw her post. Awesome, awesome, awesome. You guys, the power of Reiki, I don't want to compare a person and the dog, but in reality, you can heal anything with Reiki energy and the intention, along with modern day medicine. And, you know, just so happy that she is back and running. Well, I don't know if she's running quite yet, but she's getting there. Other than that, we had a cool trip this week. Last week. Yeah. Never been to Catalina.
I had not. It was quite an experience. Yeah. Lots of stairs.
Lots of stairs, people. Lots of stairs. No elevators. And I picked the different hotel because my dad, in his old age and his degenerative arthritis, is having a hard time walking. And so we didn't want to stay at this one hotel because they don't have an elevator. But by God, I picked a hotel that had twice as many stairs. Yep. Thank you very much.
Put him at the top.
And we put him at the top. But it was kind of like the middle top. But no, we were able to get out, get some fresh air. We took a haunted ghost tour. And I'm actually going to follow up with the gentleman who gave it to us tonight. And he is in his, 70s, was born on Catalina Island. And so we're hoping to have him on our upcoming show of haunted ghost stories from Catalina. So you guys stay tuned for that next week at 5 o'clock. Today, though, we are going to talk about a controversial topic. I mean, why wouldn't we, right? So before we get into the title of it, LaShawn, Ashley, say hello to everybody.
Hello.
Always fun to have you ladies on, I'm telling you.
We love
people. I feel like Ashley's like dressed to the nine. LaShawn's got her tank top on and I got a t-shirt. It's hot, people. It's hot.
No, we have like this dress on. That's too much skin.
Got some layers going on. Layers,
no,
getting there.
Almost too much. It's okay. I'm good.
It's all right. It's all right. All right, ladies. Well, Rich has requested a reading, so we'll probably get into it at the next break, so we can all just kind of think on that as well. Maybe kind of cool to each of us pull a card. That'd be kind of fun. And just, you know, we can't do the whole 15 minutes, but Rich, you are in the queue. All right. So today's topic is there a difference in mediumship and channeling? To be a medium, to be a channeler. And it came up because I, you know, go through all of my Facebook feed and, you know, I like to read articles and all the different things that pop up in all of my emails, because I'm on about 100,000 different, you know, email things of different mediums and psychics and healers and Reiki. And the word channeling, channeler, has always caught me in a precarious place because I don't quite know how to move into that energy based on being a psychic medium and being able to talk to spirit. So I thought, you know what, this will be a great topic of conversation because we're all on different levels. Ashley's read, you know, some books and has got some knowledge behind that. LaShawn is, you know, still working her way through what the two are and mean and what it means to her. Nicole and I have our own views, so we thought we'd bring that to the table today. Again, you guys, first and foremost, this is from our perspective, right? So don't tar and feather the messengers. This is just how we work, how we see it, how we feel that this particular topic resonates with us. So We're going to talk about that, which is going to be a fun interactive show. A little bit of readings in there as well. So the first thing I want to do, ladies, is set everybody up, because I don't think everybody understands just the definition of mediumship and channeling, right? So I went to Wikipedia for mediumship, and we're going to lay out some groundwork for these topics. Then we'll hit break. We'll do a little discussion. We'll all pull a card at break for Rich, just because I know they've had a lot going on, and I think he probably could use a mini message from each one of us out of different decks. And then we'll continue the topics. So mediumship, from Wikipedia, anybody go look, it's Google, is the practice of purported, well, I can't say that word.
Purportedly.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Meditating.
Nope. Mediating.
Maybe I'll just let you read that part. Just go ahead and take over, because I have spirit brain already, because now we've got two people that want readings, and yeah.
The practice of purportedly mediating communication between spirits of the dead and human beings. Practitioners are known as mediums or spirit mediums. There are different types of mediumship or spirit channeling.
There's that word, channeling.
Channeling, including seance tables, trance, and the Ouija. Belief in psychic ability is widespread, despite the absence of objective evidence for its existence. Scientific researchers have attempted to ascertain the validity of claims of mediumship. And they did an experiment. Who was that? That was the British Psychological Society, led to the conclusion that the test subjects demonstrated no mediumistic ability.
It's funny how that goes, because, you know, we look at the Fox sisters, and that was early 1900s, right?
1800s.
Yeah. And all of the ways that they put them through scientific tests. And if you guys go way back to the beginning of Shades of Spirit shows, we do talk about them. It's a really interesting, fascinating topic, physical mediumship, right? And they're trying to figure out how ectoplasm works and how they're communicating and making sure there's no literal smoke and mirrors in order to do that, because so many people would just say they're mediums in order to con people out of money, right? And then you get into the witch trials, and then it wasn't okay. So, I mean, there's all these different outlets when it comes down to mediumship. It really started to pick up speed and gain popularity during the 19th century, when Ouija boards were used. So go back and do our Ouija board segment that we did at the beginning of, I think it was like October. There's Halloween.
That was so awesome.
It was an awesome show. I think we'll do another one as well. But the upper class is a source of entertainment for them, right? Investigations during this period revealed widespread fraud. Well, hello, it's a planchette moving around on a board with people's fingers. So I could see where they might dismiss that, but they're saying that might be a form of channeling. Interesting, right? Also, it's also stage magicians is what we were called, you know, in the early 1900s.
We.
I've been reincarnated about 1,000 million times, so I'm just going to put myself. Exactly. Fraud is still rife in the medium or psychic industry, which is absolutely correct. I have sat with my fair share of mediums to get readings or psychics, and I have walked away thinking, what the hell just happened, right? I might be a bit of a tough critic. I don't know.
You think?
On the other hand, it's true.
Like, actually, no, you go into readings with, I think you're always very positive. You're always pulling for the medium, and you go into it very open, and it's just your bullshit detector, though, is very, very finely tuned. And so when it starts going off, that's it.
That's my detector, right? Also, this practice is associated with several religious belief systems, shamanism, spiritualism, voodoo, new age groups. Like, you know, so mediumship encompasses a wide variety, right? And then we get to the definition of a channeler from Merriam-Webster's dictionary, okay? The definition of a channeler is a person who conveys thoughts or energy from a source believed to be outside the person's body or conscious, mind specifically, one who speaks for non-physical beings or spirits. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I kind of feel like we speak for non-physical beings. We speak for spirits that are on the other side. Right? So channeling mediumship.
They seem to be interchangeable terms.
Yeah.
I use them interchangeably. LaShawn, do you use them interchangeably?
Yeah, I do. I think so. That's the conclusion that I have come to after I sat on this for a little bit, because I'm like, they're kind of one of the same. But yet there are instances and questions that I still have in regards to that. So when I look at what I do or what we do, and then look at other things such as I have done, which, like at events, and what channeling is and what the difference is. It's weird.
It's mind blowing. What about you, Ashley? Because you work on the same but different level as well with your art.
Yeah. So, the research there, like you were talking about, like the books and stuff that I've read, the channeling part is almost like, I like to use the word jumping, as the spirit is like jumping into either the medium or the psychic and then kind of takes over the body, vocal cords and all, and then relays that message directly to whoever's sitting in front of that medium or psychic. So that was my knowledge of channeling, where the spirit can manipulate the sound of the voice or even change languages. So that's why I think it's a little different, mediumship and channeling. Yes, there are certain aspects of mediumship where we do like channel writing, where that spirit comes through to convey that message when we write it out for them. But then there's that whole other side where I don't want to use the word possession, but it kind of is it's an allowed thing where the human body goes into a trance, ascends to the higher level, the spirit comes through and then is able to convey the message kind of directly, like a one-on-one type of thing.
Which is true, because they will, if we always go back to Ghost and Whoopi Goldberg, right? She has him come through and into her body, right? Mm-hmm. And we'll let, when we come back from break, Spirit Walker Nicole talk about channeling for her and her views, because she sees it differently as well. I like this article. It's Channeling and Spirit Guides, Voices from Within, Not Beyond. And that's by Benjamin Radford, Live Science Contributor, July 30th, 2013. Giving credit where it's due. Because this article was pretty much everything that I feel and can back up in my own perception and what I know. But it does say the beginning, the practice of channeling, a person's body being taken over by a spirit for the purpose of communication, has been around for a millennia. So this is something. It's that smoke and mirrors party tricks, right? When you see the beginning of Ghost and she's over here scamming that lady, mm-hmm. right? And she's, she's got a one eye open and she's looking to see. And then at the same time, when she starts working with Patrick Swayze, shout out to Patrick, when she's in that mode, she allows him to actually step into her body. And, we've got 1 minute before break, but do you feel energies can step into the body and manipulate voices? Just a yes or no for now.
Sort of.
Ah, sort of. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Come on.
Mm-hmm. Sort yes. of, right?
Yes, but...
Ashley's a yes. yes, but... Okay, LaShawn, what about you? Do you think a spirit can step directly into that body and pull a Patrick and...
About that one, honestly. I don't know. I'm...
We'll talk about it. Come back for free. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, that's what I wanted to see everyone. But that's the thing, you guys, is that's why this topic is so controversial when it comes down to it. So first and foremost, you guys, Ashley and I are doing, and of course, LaShawn's going to be there because it's no fun if we aren't painting without LaShawn, a Paint with Spirit this coming Saturday in Fallbrook. We still have some spots left. You're going to get step-by-step instruction on how to paint. So if you've never painted before, don't worry about it. We can help you, meaning Ashley. LaShawn and I will just support you.
After making fun of you.
And no, we don't make fun of you. That's later. And then you also get a personalized reading, and then you get like color readings and some color therapy and connecting with your chakras. So that is still available. Go to Shades of Spirit LLC to get your tickets for that. You guys, we will see you right after this break.
Can't get enough of Eye of Soul Radio? Join psychic medium Jamie every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Take a deeper look at the raw side of spirit. Nothing is off limits. connect with lost loved ones and explore these vulnerable subjects with the compassionate guidance of psychic medium Jamie. You are not alone. Eye of Soul, Thursdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you living life, or is life living you? Tap into the divine love, healing, and wisdom already in you with T. Lotus on Triple L, the Live Love Lotus Show, every first and third Friday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about how to consciously create your most incredible life, join the Sacred Path online community. It's free. Visit thesacredpath11.com to join. That's thesacredpath11.com.
Your inspiration all day on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You know, marriage is not always easy, but skills that improve communication go a long way. Tune in to The Relationship Rehab Show, Recovering Happiness in Your Love with Nancy Landrum and Dr. Pat each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Nancy is an author and teacher empowering couples to create and sustain loving marriages. Learn to listen, speak, and handle conflict with respect so your love can flourish. To learn more about Nancy and her work, visit nancylandrum.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Let the journey begin.
Juggling life's relentless demands can leave us unbalanced and restless. Do you feel stuck in the overwhelm? Diane McClay is a personal empowerment coach, author, and compassionate storyteller on a mission to boost you into balance and help you move forward with passion and purpose. Get unstuck with Diane on The Diane McClay Show every second and fourth Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Diane, visit DianeMcClay.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Shades of Spirit with the Fierce Four. I'm psychic medium Jamie.
Spirit walker Nicole.
You two want to introduce yourself?
Hello.
Psychic artist Ashley T. What's up?
Yes. And we are tackling the controversial topic, medium, channeler, mediumship, channeling. Are they the same? Are they different? How do they differ if they are today? And again, this is from our perspectives, right? So there are many people out there that are famous mediums, famous psychics, famous channelers, right? And we're going to get into the kind of how we view this particular subject, because it can be touchy, because it's very well, just like the mediumship part that we just read the definition out of Wikipedia, is that no one could prove back then when they were doing these tests that it was legit stuff.
But it's kind of like everything in this community is controversial. It's as controversial as you make it. Mm-hmm. So it's, I know it is, but it's just like, so is everything. If you really sit down and think about it, people have opinions on everything, especially when it comes to this.
People have opinions on coffee. People have opinions on toilet paper. I mean, let's just be honest. There's opinion that we could do shows on any apple, green or red. I mean, that's where it's at, right? And so we just take it with the grain of salt. Take what resonates with you and leave the rest. That's our motto. Yep. Shades' motto. Take what resonates, leave what's rest.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to do Rich. I got your card. Okay, so I'm going to go first. We all have a little message for you, Rich. And then Jenny Lynn, you will be at the next commercial. We will pull your card. I love this card. It's out of the Seven Energies deck, and it's Sacred Reverence. And what is so awesome is the heart and the key and the hands and the heart and the blues and the connection. And the key concept is awe for truth, that spirit is everywhere. Inspiration coming through you as a result of reverence, joyful living, exploring possibilities with curiosity, spiritual passion, which you have a tremendous amount of. It's also joyful living, exploring opportunities with curiosity, manifesting from the starting point of the realm of spirit. So now it's putting you back into a space of spirit. It's about putting you back in after the crazy month that you all have had of being one with yourself, reconnecting with your spirit team, your spirit guides. And it also says, looking at the world, do you see all of life or only a limited part? And I think that this particular time has given you the opportunity to see life as a whole, to see a bigger picture, to be able to tune in differently. And you've done a lot of self-work through this process as well. So that is the card that I have for you. Spirit Walker Nicole, what do you got?
So Rich, you know, when I sort of connect with your energy, I just feel like such a sigh of relief, you know, for obvious reasons. But it's just a reminder, like, remember that all these experiences that you have, like the good and the bad and everything in between, it's all lessons, and it's only teaches you as you get through it. You're going to be taking the experiences that you've had personally that you know about and helping other people, because that's what you do, a healer. And you sometimes we have to go through some scary times, as you did, to learn about that, how that feels, in order to be able to help somebody else. And the nice thing about it is that is like almost your middle name. Like, you always are there to help other people no matter what. And so, you know, congratulations on getting through that, getting through this. I'm so happy for you guys. And you're going to do amazing things, and everything's a lesson.
LaShawn.
Yes. So following along the lines of what Spirit Walker Nicole was saying as well, I pulled the mask card, which is about independence. And it's about you knowing and understanding how strong of an individual that you are. Okay. And it's really about, even more importantly, that you have to follow your own mind and your own gut. It's okay to ask people opinions, but deep down inside, Rich, you know what it is that you need to do, and you know what's right for you, your family, etc. I'm going to leave it at that.
All right. Rich, I've pulled the moon card, which is Archangel Heniel, and this kind of goes hand in hand with Jamie's card. The opportunity to improve your plans, listen to your intuition for accurate guidance, face your fears, and grow stronger. So this one's talking about your psychic and intuitive abilities are super heightened right now. Listen to your intuition and your sleeping dreams for guidance on how to make revisions. It's also talking about there's moments where you feel uncertain. This card is meant to reassure you to reassure you that you can overcome and evolve to a higher level. Archangel Heniel, you can call on her to help in understanding situations that seem mysterious or difficult to see clearly. So I'll leave you that.
Love it. So there you go, Rich. I think all your messages tied into one. So we're going to finish off this particular segment with more about, since spirit communication and this channeling has been around for millennia, there are countless stories of shaman, witch doctors, prophets, and others who claim to hear voices or receive some supernatural knowledge from the spirit world, okay? Channelers, also sometimes known as psychic mediums. That's where a lot of us feel like it is interchangeable on a lot of levels. Not saying all, on a lot of levels. Right? It's about being in tune with your gifts. It's about being able to connect. It's knowing that, you know, for some, they have to go into a meditative state, which we do for psychic work, mediumship work, channeling, healing, right? It's about how that information's coming through. Channelers are often use what's called spirit guides, right? So I know a lot of channelers who actually have particular guides that they will connect with and channel through that way, right? And take in those messages and bringing them through. And they're friendly spirits. They're part of their spirit team, generally, not always, but they're ones that want to come in and help them or help clients on spiritual journeys, right? So we have a couple popular channelers. You guys heard of the New Age mystic Jay-Z Knight, who has claimed to channel Ramtha, also known as the Enlightened One, a 35,000-year-old warrior spirit who described, among other things, being born on the fictional continent of Atlantis. And I have read articles, it's been a while for that particular one. And through this process, Knight became a multimillionaire, writing books, offering seminars, DVDs, right? To impart the wisdom of Ramtha, I think I'm saying that right. What about another prominent channeler? Most of us have heard of him. I know Ashley and LaShawn have heard of this one.
Who are you thinking about?
Shirley MacLaine.
Oh, yeah.
Do you guys know who Shirley MacLaine is? Yeah.
Yeah, Warren Beatty's sister. Yeah, no. Yeah, we know who Shirley MacLaine is.
LaShawn, no?
I'm thinking gospel singer. Who?
Oh, my God.
She could be channeling the word of source. Hey, okay. So
no, I have heard that she is highly intuitive. Absolutely.
Correct. Yep.
Yeah.
So some of the, you know, information on her would be?
Other than like her, I mean, she's obviously known as a very famous actress and she's been in a ton of things. But yeah, it's funny because when I was growing up and, you know, I didn't grow up in a very spiritual household, when the subject of Shirley MacLaine came up, it would be, oh yeah, she's a little crazy or she's a little, what's the word, woo-woo.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, those things would kind of get dismissed, but they wouldn't offer any specifics. It was just like, they didn't, like the people, the family members wouldn't talk about like what she did, her specific work, or that they've actually read it. They just dismissed it as mystical and she's probably a little bit crazy. It's just a Hollywood person.
Hollywood person, you know? And that's the thing is that a lot of people, and I know that even my mom back in the day would be kind of like, I don't know about this, kind of kooky, right? And at the same time, it's that new age community. I think she was very prevalent in starting a lot of that knowledge again, like bringing it back up, honestly. I think that we've seen it in the mid-1800s with the Fox sisters. Then we've seen it back in the early 1900s with the mediumship part of it and still studying it scientifically. How does that work? Then you go through someone like Jay-Z Knight, who had, you know, worked in the 1980s and channeling this 35,000-year-old spirit, describing, you know, their time on Atlantis and imparting those words of wisdom. And how many people are going to look at her going, huh? Right? You know, like LaShawn's doing right now. What?
Because for me, it's just like, you know, as I was reading and they were saying how you can't basically confirm some of this stuff. If you're channeling someone so far back, how do we know that these things actually have taken place? Whereas being a medium or a psychic, we are able to validate things that are true based off of what we say from people's loved ones or whatever the case may be. So we have that validation and confirmation of certain things. There's certain things that we can say to say, hey, this is, we have this person here right now with us and they're giving us this message. So that kind of just really blows my mind as to be able to have those kind of claims when no one can verify it.
That takes us into our next topic. So I love that you brought that up. She did a great segue. I love it. You must be psychic. With that being said, Jenny Lynn, you will be the next one to get a quick reading from one of us. We'll rock, paper, scissors at the break so that we can give a couple more readings to our viewers out there. I see you guys posting that up, so we'll get caught up. LaShawn, before we go to break, tell them how to get a hold of you and what you are offering right now.
Okay, you can find me at Luminous Path with Love on Facebook as well as Luminous Path with Love on Etsy. Right now, I have the Mystical Summer Mystical Readings with the LaShawn Mystic Luminous Mystic.
And then I knew we were going to get that.
Anything goes with that. And I'm also offering a Reiki session, 30 minutes for $45. Yeah, that's where you can
love
find
it. All right, you guys, we will be back right after these messages.
Are you trying to lose weight, but feel guilty for eating your favorite foods? Feeling deprived and resentful makes for results that aren't sustainable. Join Adrian Craig every second and fourth Friday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com for her show, Master Your Mindset for a Weight Loss Breakthrough. Learn to love the journey and watch yourself succeed. For more information about Adrian or to work with her personally, visit LifeCanyon.com.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Mind to Heart with me, Craig Richardson, carves a pathway from your mind to your heart to activate that innate compass to overcome whatever life sends your way. As an intuitive life coach, I am ready to guide you to an amazing life. Tune in live every second and fourth Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about me, visit CraigERichardson.com.
Get empowered on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
If you're a mom, you're probably hard-pressed to think of things you wouldn't do for your child's well-being. What if I told you the greatest thing you could do for your kid's development is focus on your own development? When you work on yourself, you begin to show up better for the people you love. Tune into Imperfect Momming with Alicia Lyons on your favorite podcast platforms. Learn more about me at alishalyons.com. AlishaLyons.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Ober. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Ober. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyober.com. That's drkathyober.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Shades of Spirit with the Fierce Four. I'm psychic medium Jamie.
Spirit walker Nicole.
LaShawn, the luminous mystic.
Psychic artist Ashley.
I'm glad that LaShawn got her name right this time. She said she needs to channel her own name, folks. So there. Channel the higher self of LaShawn to be able to correct you when you can't say it. So I'm with you 3 days this week at four events. I'm going to see how many times you messed up your own name. We need to start a bet.
Yeah. That is a given.
You need to throw in like a Walker Texas Ranger in there, though, too.
That really was the best. She finally got Spirit Walker Nicole's name down. Can't get her own. Well, welcome, you guys. So we are just checking out, just checking stuff out here. Talking about mediumship versus channeling, being a medium versus a channeler. Is there a difference between the two? I like to go to the basics, Wikipedia, the dictionary, Merriam's dictionary, and just pull up the definition of them, right? And then we explore more through our own perspectives, right? Not to say that any of us are right or wrong, right? We're all going to have different viewpoints. I know many of very talented psychic mediums and people that do channel. And it's a beautiful thing that we can offer people. But you guys have got to be careful, because people that are over here saying that they're channeling, you know, your great grandmother, and they can pull the Whoopi Goldberg moment like that. This is where we like to give you information for you guys to discern what works for you. And when you actually want to go out and find someone in any one of these particular fields, that you're really educated just from the knowledge of, you know, what is out there and what we know. Again, we're never 100% right. On anything. I just forgot what I was making for dinner. So, I mean, that should tell you something. It's going to be enchiladas, though, guys. So let's start out with Jenny Lynn's reading. It's just going to be Ashley's going to do a quick one for you. And then we're going to get into what LaShawn was talking about that evidence part of it when it comes down to channeling someone that might be 30,000 years old. And how do you get that validation and proof? So start out with Jenny's reading.
All right, Jenny, I pulled from this Oracle of the Seven. I pulled the Let It Go card. Is the green heart chakra. Ooh, girl, healing and forgiveness. Ooh, shedding a role on the eternal martyr, letting go of victimhood, cutting the ties that bind you to a destructive story. So now is the time for radical forgiveness. Say no to the drama in all forms. Forgive yourself and others for engaging in it. I know we all get sucked into it, girl. I get it. Just a simple prayer. I am sorry. Forgive me. Thank you. I love you. it's just a basic idea of, you know, just being responsible for your actions and kind of letting go of, you don't have any control of other people's actions. So there's no sense in getting all flustered about it. It is what it is. You just got to let it go and move on. Keep your vibration high and don't get sucked into all of that. He said, she said,
nobody. That is Ashley's professional opinion. He said, opinion. She said, blah.
Forgiving key to be liberated and have a meaningful life. So, yes, do that. Forgive.
I'm going to use that in my next reading. And so I just don't want you to get in the middle of blah. But yes. I feel like Jenny Lynn can be like, check that mark off right on topic. So totally give her some validation. I think we're going to hit Krista after our last break. And then we will try and pull, at least I'll try and pull one card for Paul as well. So with that being said, so LaShawn, you kind of hit something on the head that this is where I have, I don't want to say an issue, but I have questions. I want more information. I want to experience it myself, because if I'm not experiencing it myself, I don't know, right?
Right.
Is that, and even in this article, again, you guys, I find this to be a really interesting article, Channeling and Spirit Guides, Voices from Within, Not Beyond, Benjamin Radford, Life Science Contributor, July 13th, 2013. He couldn't say it any better than what I was feeling. And it says, there seems to be no real evidence that information is truly coming from unseen spirits or some omniscient cosmic consciousness instead of the channeler, right? So when the channeler is channeling someone that far out, maybe a channeler is channeling an angel. What else are channelers channeling? Ascended masters, ancestors.
Yeah, I mean, it goes to, well, I'll let LaShawn talk about it.
Well, I'll continue finishing this. Virtually all channeled information is subjective, number one, mystical, and completely unverifiable, often including themes of universal love, messages from God, cosmic unity, and so on. Okay, that I couldn't be any more on board with, right? And that's where, at the end of the day, there are certain channelers that can get information validated through what they're doing. So if you have grandma coming in, okay, and you're channeling, if that's what you're calling it, and you're able to get validation, that's one thing. But for me, that's mediumship, because I am speaking through what grandma's telling me. She's with me. She's embodying my energy. We're as one in order to give the message through. So that's where it gets tricky for me on that part of it. Now, I will say, when it comes to this part, LaShawn, which is interesting, because I had to catch myself, because you guys, I do that. I will be the first one to admit, when I do guided meditations, for those of you that have done in-person workshops before COVID with me, or even when we do it through Zoom, I channel the reading or the meditation. But what I really sat back and went into thought about today, because I want to be as authentic and genuine and honest with myself when I'm doing these shows, is, am I channeling it, or am I just receiving the information on a psychic level with my psychic senses, my clairs, and the medium spark of being able to communicate with my spirit team or whoever I'm looking for. If I'm doing a healing circle, I'm going to look for maybe Archangel Raphael, an archangel. If I'm looking for wisdom, I'm going to go to Ascended Master. But what I do when I do this is I close my eyes and I allow them to show me the meditation, and then I speak. I guide them through what they're showing me we need for the group.
Right.
So that's where it's like, you know, the validation only is going to come from their experience in that meditation. But then to be able to say, we have a lot of people that channel, so I'm not going to insult anybody by calling out somebody in particular, right? Because again, this is from my perspective. But if I'm channeling someone from a different planet, so to say, how is anybody going to be able to validate that?
Hey.
Right? I don't know. So is it channeling, authentic channeling? Maybe so. I'm not going to doubt it. If I can talk to the dead, if our psychic senses work like that, and then, yeah, I mean, this is not out of the realm of possibility, but when you look at it, this part, channeled information from a different source is often contradictory. A dozen of different spirits, presumably dwelling in the same afterworld, give a dozen different accounts, which is true. One person's going to channel so-and-so. And another person somewhere else is going to channel that same person, but you don't hear them talk about the same information. So now how is that genuine and authentic? Maybe they just want to get as much information out from each one of those channelers. Okay, I could go with that. And on the same time, none of you have anything that ties what the other one has said together, right? So because there's no way to verify this information and descriptions of different planes of existence, there's no way to know, if any, if that channeled information is accurate. And what I loved about this part of it is that it said, if people, and this is what I've always thought, could communicate with spirits of the dead, okay, now that puts psychics, mediums, channelers in the same boat. Mm-hmm. It would be a tremendous boon to law enforcement, who could simply ask a medium to contact the dead to provide them the details of their bodies or solve their murders. Now, you do have some mediums that do work with law enforcement and have solved crimes, right? But channelers have unfortunately never been able to contact the spirits of Jimmy Hoffa, Amelia Earhart, Natalie Hathaway, Holly Bobo, or countless other missing persons to find their remains or bring their killers to justice. Why? I actually have worked on a missing person's case where I could not find the person that had passed. And we know they passed. Could not channel them, could not find them on a mediumship level, couldn't find them on a psychic level. I am still working through that, trying to figure out why. How does that work, right? But for me, it's a mediumship level, not channeling.
Right.
So maybe in that article right there, it's, for me, it's more of a mediumship. If I can't connect with them on that part of it, right, and talk to them, then how do we do that? I'm opening the floor. We have 3 minutes till break.
LaShawn, you have the floor.
Yeah.
She just threw her hands up.
You know, I thought about this as well because of the fact that when you talk about, you know, if you have two people or more that are doing this, how come it's not the same information? I actually thought about this when thinking about this topic, because there's times where we're doing events together and you will touch on something and then I, you know, will touch on something else with that same person. But once again, both things are being verified and confirmed with the person that we're talking to. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. This one is a really hard one because I feel like my thoughts and my feelings can change at any point in time when it comes to this particular subject, okay? I know that I am not one who is able to connect with, like, elementals. I really want to do that. But I've heard that it's only done via channeling. You know, when I do automatic writing, I don't consider that channeling, just like you were talking about earlier. To me, it's not channeling. It's the information that I'm receiving. I'm hearing it. I write it down. That's what it is. You know what I'm saying? This one is a hard one, you guys, for me.
I do feel with automatic writing, I channel that energy through a different way. So maybe that's that part of it. Ashley, you have a minute to close off this particular section and promote yourself. So talk fast.
I still think that there is a separation between the two, just based off of, I mean, what we were talking about, like that whole yes or no question about letting spirit, you know, come through in you, or, you know, that, you know, them kind of taking over, not without permission. So if you're in a position to where you want to channel a spirit and they want to come through and speak through you kind of physically, that permission has to be granted. It's not something that they can just be like in Ghost, where he just jumps on in and he starts moving her around like a puppet. It doesn't work like that. And spirit knows that. So
who would they get the permission from, though?
Permission from the person, from the channelee. Channeler.
You would have, yeah. Because it's free will, so you would have to say, I am going to channel so-and-so. I'm giving them permission to come through my energy.
Yeah, you're knowingly going into your meditation in that trance, giving permission to that spirit to come through and use you as a vessel. And you're in a trance. So a lot of times that people do channel, they have no recollection of what that spirit conveyed to that person.
Yes. Now that right there, and this takes me back to a couple of events that.
Okay. hold on, because that does take LaShawn directly into her own experience. But yeah, we got to go to break. So, Ashley, how do they find you? We'll go to break and then we'll pick right up from there.
Art by Ashley T on Instagram, Art Ashley Tower on Facebook, Art by Ashley T Facebook page. If you guys want to book a party, it's artbyashleyt@gmail.com.
Perfect. We'll see you after this break.
Are you living life, or is life living you? The destination may not be clear when we seek change, but we trust we cannot stay where we are. Healing and transformation coach Trish Campbell strengthens the mind-body-spirit connection. Diane McClade generates positive change by shifting perspective through choice. Get connected and gain clarity on the Shift podcast every first and third Friday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Visit invibe.ca for more info.
Life can be demanding, but sometimes our wheels are spinning and we're too focused on making them turn to notice we're stuck in the mud. Tune into The Pause with me, Ellen Wyoming Deloy, every second and fourth Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Learn how to stop, reflect, and start moving forward with intention. And if you're really looking to jumpstart your personal development, schedule a free coaching consultation with me at ellenwyomingdeloy.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
So professional.
Hey, welcome back to the Shades of Spirit. You never know what's going to happen with the Fierce Four show. We just keep talking, even through break, music. Jacob has no chance with the four of us. I am so sorry.
I can keep up with you guys.
I know. You guys, we are talking about mediums versus channelers, mediumship and channeling. How do they differ from our perspective? And, you know, we all have different views, which is what makes this show so much fun. So with that being said, I want LaShawn, as I am pulling a card for Krista, and then right at the end, Paul, be ready because Ashley's working on a card for you. But LaShawn, explain you've had two firsthand experiences of kind of going into that trance-like state and allowing, because we were doing transfiguration, right. So we were working with physical mediumship. LaShawn was open to allowing that energy to come through. Everything Ashley was talking about, the permission, the free will, allowing them to come into your space, changing your ectoplasm, LaShawn went through. So talk about your experience on that.
Okay, first off, I don't remember the experience. I know what people have told me, what was said. People showed me pictures, things like that. Now, on that first occasion, whoever I was talking to, which the person that I talked to is become my very good friend at this point. I did not know her like at all at that point, in the way that I do now. And she confirmed to me that what I was saying was valid to her. But what she also talked about was the fact that she knew that what I was doing was real, just for the simple fact of how I looked, some of the things that I was saying, the way that my body changed, things like that. Okay. Now, on the second part, I don't remember once again where I channeled. The only thing that I do remember is when I came out of it, that I was in tears, and that my tears were like burning. Okay. So once again, I don't remember what took place during that channeling session. I just know how I felt once I got out of it. Okay. So, you know, once again, like I said, if I can understand, get a clear understanding as to what this is, because I don't even understand it from when I channeled, when I went through that process. I don't know to this day exactly what that was. Can we call it channeling? I don't remember any of the things that was taking place at that point in time. Like I said, everyone had told me what was done and what was said. I do remember, like I said, when I came out of it the second time, I was in tears. I remember my face burning to the point where I literally had to get up and go gather myself. But I don't remember. And to me, it's like, what what good does that do for anybody to be able to have these messages or to go back to wherever it was and not be able to explain it fully as to what it was, who it was, or anything like that, have no information. What does that do for people? What does it do? Because that particular time, I came out of it in pain of some sort. Now, my mind can change about this later once I get more research on it and have a more clear understanding. But as of today, even with me going through it, I still don't know what that is. But I do know that how I feel, what I'm hearing, what I'm seeing when I'm doing the mediumship aspect of it. And that seems to be completely different from what I'm hearing on the channeling aspect of it. You know, I don't know. I've seen people do channeling, and honestly, sometimes I'm like this, you know, because I just really don't understand. You know what I'm saying? I just really don't understand it. And I have seen it where the voices have changed. And I'm not judging anybody by no means. I'm just saying for me, LaShawn Butler, do not understand it and how that works. Where is this? If people are confused about where they get their information from and who to trust and who not to trust, I think in that sense, that channeling aspect of it would be a source that I'm not sure if I would be able to trust it because I don't know exactly what it is or where it's coming from.
And that is key because it does talk about people are questioning it. And it says what would help verify channeling as a real phenomenon would be to have accurate, concrete, verifiable information revealed that only spirit would know. So as a medium, when we're doing psychic medium readings, we are bringing through descriptions of mediums, what they looked like, words or phrases they used. Ashley pulled a fast one on me one time when I was talking to her mom, and we were talking about her dad who's still here, what color was the chair? And I'm like, well, shit, girl, you know I only see them black and white and neutral colors. But I'm actually able to then describe through her mom, where I'm talking to her. I'm not channeling her. I am on a mediumship level to be able to see the color and have that be validated, right? So something the spirit would only know needs to be proven. Also, if you think about it, somebody who truly channeled Einstein should be able to continue making important physic discoveries long after his death, because we should be able to have those conversations. Should we not?
What if maybe just a one-time thing, though? You know, maybe they're able to channel them just, and then that's it.
And what I like about this part, it says, or a father who died unexpectedly, which I have had this happen numerous times, father, brother, uncles, and left everything in disarray. I actually had a reading last week where we talked about this exact same thing, and they apologized for leaving everything in disarray, trying to find the papers. Should be able to tell his wife and family through a channeler. Now, I somewhat disagree, unless the channeler is a psychic medium as well, then okay. Where the important documents are located to help settle his estate. I have done this multiple times in all the years I've been doing this, but I'm not doing it as a channel. I'm doing it as a medium, talking to that past loved one to then weeks later have a validation of, holy crap, you're right, that bin that was hidden in XYZ actually had exactly what we needed to finish closing up the property and blah, 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 blah. So that's why this topic is just so fascinating, because there is no right or wrong answer. We will never diminish what one or the other does. Have we been in, you know, different workshops and places where people have done some channeling? And we kind of have the eyebrow lift as well.
Yeah, but that's not unusual.
But it's not, because, you know, and people that teach channeling, please, 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 please really trust your gut. Because at the end of the day, if you don't understand how your psychic senses work, how mediumship works, how to connect, how to work with your spirit team, how to do it safely, and that not everything coming to you is, you know, an evil entity or, you know, the highest one left on earth, that's part of that thing, is that you can't have it validated. So then you stand behind it and that might discredit you in the long run. So that's our not warning, but that's it. We got 3 minutes. So I want to do my card quickly for Krista. You do Paul and then we'll close off the show. So Krista, I love this card. It is the third harvest. So I know you are totally into all of this stuff. If you're holding the third harvest card, you are being guided to gather up your accomplishments to celebrate your wins. Take a look at everything you've done and achieved. Make a store of these wins and come back to it whenever you are feeling low or like you failed. The easiest way to attract more abundance is to feel abundant. Having the stockpile of feel-good moments will kickstart you and help turn things of any type of lack or stagnation. And you've been making a great job. You've been making great progress in bringing your energy vibration up, having the right connections, really seeing that beauty come out within you again, and really moving towards what you truly want. And what's interesting, if you want it, text me. I have a money anointing oil spell, because this is out of my Seasons of the Witch book, which I love. Maybe you already have one. But they're suggesting getting back kind of into that kind of witchy woohoo part of it with the intention in that process. All right, 2 minutes, Ashley. Go for Paul.
All right, Paul, I got the Endless Possibilities card. This one's talking about unlimited potential, moving beyond limiting beliefs. It's talking about you look at the world through the lens of your life experiences. When your expectations, unconscious or otherwise, are based on lack, it's difficult to see what is truly available to you. So ask yourself what you believe. What do you believe? Are there limitless potentials? As you believe, so it will be for you. As your energy will attract its match in the outer world. Mm-hmm. With open arms, knowing that you're stepping into beauty, into experiences that are potent and transformative. You are walking past the line that you and others drew long ago. Leap over it. Not everything is as it seems. Ask yourself what you want and manifest and get it.
Paul loves it. He says, beautiful card. You guys, thank you so much for joining us tonight. I will not be on Eye of Soul Radio tomorrow, as LaShawn and I will be back at the Reserved Garden for another sold out dinner. I cannot wait to work with Chef G and have his delicious food again and do everyone gets a reading. It's going to be so much fun. You guys, we are now moving over to August. So go to Shades of Spirit LLC to book your tickets. I only have 8 left for our Sacred Circle group reading and healing circle. That is Saturday the 7th. Then we also have a connections with your spirit team, how to really work through that process. That is going to be on the 15th. And then LaShawn is going to be teaching she's going to be teaching an empath class, but it's not like one you have ever taken before. So I cannot wait. Those dates are up in August. Thank you so much, you guys. Book our appointment, www.shadesofspirit.com. I still have that special going through July, $75 1 hour psychic medium reading. And thanks you guys so much. Thank you, Jacob, for putting up with us. And we'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Shades of Spirit with me, Jamie,
and me, Spirit Walker Nicole.
Tune in next time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as we connect you with your crossed over loved ones, angels, and guides.
And for more information and to book your own private experience, go to ShadesOfSpirit.com. That's ShadesOfSpirit.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.